Time now for our Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week, and joining us, the freshman, Caitlin Tugas out of Thunder Bay, Ontario. First of all, congratulations, Beaver Pride Athlete of the Week.
Thank you very much.
Two goals and an assist this last weekend. Two big goals for your team on Saturday night. You guys came into the Saturday night game on a two-game win streak, obviously backstopped by Jessica Havel, great goaltending. Got yourselves down 3-0. You come back after not playing the weekend before and score those two quick goals. How fun was it to get back out on the ice alongside Erickson and Lundqvist?
Couldn't ask for any other better line mates. They're unbelievable to play with, and I put myself in the right spot on those goals. They did all the hard work, basically.
You also had set up the goal on Friday night with the assist. Erickson put that one away. Talk about how big of a weekend it was for your team, finally getting home and winning that first game.
Yeah, it's definitely important for us because we were in a big slump before the break, but now that we're coming back, we're battling as a team, not so much individual anymore, and we're going to climb our way back up.
Your team prides yourself on staying out of the penalty box. Number two in the country on staying out of the penalty box. What's kind of the secret of your team?
It's just important to be disciplined. Coach tells us all the time, if you're going to end up in the box, you're going to suffer. Because teams in this league are great on the power play, so you just have to be smart.
I mentioned you play alongside Sadie Lundqvist and Emily Erickson, two seniors. They've been through this thick and thin, have seen some great success. Talk about how they set you up and how well the chemistry is.
Even after every shift, they give me advice. They let me know what I'm doing wrong or what I'm doing right. They're always talking to me.
Nice to have that communication. That's key.
Yeah.
Growing up, did you play alongside the boys or the girls playing hockey?
I played boys up until I was 14 and then switched over to the girls, but up in Thunder Bay we don't have anyone else to play, so we still played against the guys.
So do you think that gives you kind of an advantage coming into the WCHA that you've played alongside the men's side?
I would say so, yeah, but I mean, girls hockey is getting better and better every year.
You got great goaltending out of Jessica Havel. Obviously, goaltending's been kind of the big question coming into this season. You get two other goaltenders trying to bide their time as well. How important is it to find one goalie that's, you know, ready to stand out when you're looking to win?
Well, they've been switching in back and forth, and we're confident with whoever goes in net, but whichever goalie's hot, you got to ride them till they fall back down, but we're confident with all three of them in net.
You had a chance to play against Duluth earlier this season. As you prepare for Duluth this weekend, what are you guys working on?
We've got to work on defensive zone, especially they got a couple big players that know how to work the puck, so we got to keep our head up, can't get walked around by them.
You're on the road. It's always tough to play on the road in this league. How do you guys kind of keep yourself motivated playing on the road?
I don't know. I mean, it always feels better when you beat them in their own home ice, so that's a good motivation for us.
What's going to be a key to getting a win against Duluth this weekend or even sweeping them?
Shots on net, for sure. We got to shoot.
You can't score unless you do, right?
Yeah.
What are you planning on majoring in at BSU?
I'm a bit undecided still, but maybe towards exercise science or maybe massage therapy down the road.
Good luck to you the rest of the way. Thanks, Caitlin. Congrats again.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.